You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What do you do if people are saying that your products are just too expensive? Too expensive, okay? So I'm gonna give you a couple different answers here, okay? One is preemptive, and this is what I call a gangsta approach. it's almost unfair. Now, very few people do this kind of thing, but I'll share with you what I mean here in a minute. And then number two would be, you know, the standard, you know, reactive, right? So you get hit with it, you react to it, it's like overcoming an objection, all right? And so preemptive. So if you're someone that you get this all the time, products are too expensive, okay? If you get it all the time, then for you to continue to proceed prospecting, however you're prospecting, probably doesn't make a lot of sense. It actually would make a lot more sense if you're continuously getting whatever objective, okay? So, you know, like, and this is true of any objection. And by the way, there's a great book out there by Neil Rackham. And Neil Rackham, he did this book, and it's a terrible name. I really wish he didn't. It's a bad name because it sounds shady or something, but it's called Spin Selling. So it sounds like it's like, you know, underhanded or something weird. It's actually not. It's just a study of some of the top salespeople on planet Earth. And the reason that this study existed is they studied the best salespeople on the planet that sold high-end like consulting services and things like that. And they wanted to come up with a master overcoming objections book. Like, if we could just study the masters and learn how they overcome objections, we'll put this book together and everyone will be good at sales, right? I mean, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? So they send out these people and they travel with these top salespeople. But what they uncover is that the top salespeople, they barely get objections. Isn't that weird? Now the people that struggle get objections all day long and they're just battered and hammered and just like, oh man, this sucks, man. And so, but the top salespeople, the people do really, really well, they actually don't get a ton of objections. Why? Because aren't they the same product? Aren't they the same service? Yeah. But the thing is, they preemptively strike at objections. And you have this going on in your network marketing company, but you probably don't identify it like that. So you probably don't recognize that typically the top person in your network marketing company, when they share their story, they talk about some of the things that are where prospects are thinking. Like they'd start out, I was the guy in the back of the room with my arms crossed, or I was dead broke, or I thought, you know, whatever, right? So they usually start their story in a manner to preemptively wipe out some of the objections that would have been created, okay? So here's how you do that with too expensive. And this is a gangster move. Not a lot of people do this kind of thing. So If I have a product and people are constantly like, dude, that's too expensive, man. That's just too expensive. I'm going to do what we call set an identity. Now, politicians do this all the time, and usually in not the greatest of ways. But they take your political association and they say, you know, here's what people like us think, and here's how you should think. So they're telling you how to think, okay? How you can do this and help increase your sales in sales is, here's a little quick line that battles this right here, okay? So let's say I'm reaching out to Donna. I'm reaching out to Donna, and the last 10 people I've talked to have said, man, that product is too expensive, okay? I could do a preemptive strike at this, and I could say, Donna, I'm reaching out to you because I've always seen you as someone who really appreciates quality products. Donna, I'm reaching out to you because I've always seen you as a person that appreciates quality products. Now, is that a compliment? Yes, it is. But that line right there actually makes it less likely that there will be a price objection. Now, if someone doesn't want it, you can't hypnotize them, right? I'm not saying mesmerize them and all of a sudden they're going to buy something that they don't need or don't want or isn't going to help them or doesn't solve a problem, right? That's you know, next. But when you say to somebody, I've always seen you as a person that really appreciates quality products, it's actually going to be difficult for them to say it's too expensive because it would be breaking their identity that you created for them. Because as a person that appreciates quality products, do they buy the cheapest crap? No, they don't. So a person that appreciates quality products typically are willing to spend a little bit more. I assure you, if you get this all the time and you use that line, you will get it less. Now, I'm not saying you'll never get it, but you absolutely, there is no question, you will get it less. You will absolutely get it less. Now, reactive, okay? Let's do this one. I don't know what that is. That's like it's one of those like office clips, right? For paper. I don't know, it's not a star though. But so reactive. So you have not done this, and they're just like, dude, too expensive, man. And so here's how I would handle it. I'd say, you know what? There's cheaper stuff out there, but if you're not gonna get this, honestly, I just would save your money and not buy any of them. And they're like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm like, well, I don't know if you know this. Now, in health and wellness, you can say this. Okay, this is pretty nice. So a few years ago, the New York Attorney General's raided GNC, CVS, Walmart, and I think there was one other store. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. But they raided GNC, CVS, Walmart, maybe Walgreens, I don't recall. And they tested some of the supplements. And some of the supplements that they tested did not contain the ingredients they said on the bottle. So maybe they had, you know, whatever, CBD oil, and they tested it, and it's like sawdust oil. True. This is a true story. Now, mysteriously, the attorney general's dropped the case, so something went down there, right? Was it Walgreens, right? And so look this up. New York State Attorney General health supplement claims, health supplement products, and you'll find the study, the like lawsuit or whatever. And so you can use that. You can say, hey, listen, I know you can get a 5-gallon bucket of CBD oil at Walgreens, but you may want to save your money. Because, you know, the Attorney General actually did a test on GNC products, Walmart products, and they found that a lot of things that they're saying is in there isn't even in there. And so what is it to save money if you're buying things that aren't actually what they say? See, we're guaranteed. We're guaranteed to have our stuff in it. And it's actually helped me. It's helped that person. It's helped that person. It's helped that person. I'm going to incorporate some stories. And so, and then lastly, I would say, by the way, the reason we're talking is because you said you had a problem with blank. Losing weight, backaches, energy, sleeping problems. If all this did was helped your sleeping, would it be worth this? Haven't you bought other things to help and it didn't help? What if this actually was the thing that helped you? Would it be worth it? See, it's always worth it. And poor people with bad mindsets, I should say, okay? People with poor mindsets, they know the price of everything, the value of nothing. So what's the value? If you have a sleeping problem and you have a product that would help that, would it be worth hundreds of dollars? Yes. To sleep better? Yes. You got back pain and something actually helped it? It would be worth so much money. And so you got to start seeing that. You got to start understanding value. Value very different from price. If something works and solves a problem, that's high value. People are willing to pay for that.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.